up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth, then tell me where we gonna plant our seed. It makes me wanna cry, for the children. Makes me wanna cry for Mother Earth. Makes me wanna cry, for the children. Makes me wanna cry.
Did they ever hear of solar power? Ever see a windmill go? Feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
And this is Ecologic for December 31st, 2019, here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Our last program of the year.
Yeah, and we have quite an announcement coming up with this program. When your air or water is clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
On today's news and announcements, New Jersey coastal towns hit by sea level rise, timeline of recent environmental activism, green roof and solar legislation, earth-friendly diet, and earth and water protectors putting their lives on the line.
This Saturday's concert has no more advance tickets, largely thanks to David Rothenberg and his audience. He has tickets for Broadway shows every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m., and last Saturday included the WBAI Ecologic Benefit Concert. There are still seats available, however, but only at the door. Show up early. Doors open at 7:30, but be there even earlier to guarantee a seat up front. It's at the People's Voice Cafe, 40 East 35th Street, between Madison and Park Avenue in Manhattan, near the 6 train. It's 8 o'clock is when the concert starts, 7:30 is when doors open, 40 East 35th Street at the Community Church.
Rutgers University warns New Jersey coastal towns in a report that sea level rise is going to hit them particularly hard. This is happening in low-lying coastal areas all over the world, including part of the southeastern United States, countries like Bangladesh, Argentina, and island nations. Check the Ecolinks page tomorrow. The articles have maps and photos.
Dennis Goldstein sent out an article by John Bellamy Foster from Monthly Review magazine with an interesting analysis of the current climate movement, complete with dozens of footnotes. We will have a link on the Ecolinks page. We don't agree with everything he wrote, and we could probably do a whole show just on that one article. But the timeline he mentions deserves repeating. Most timelines talked about this time of year are for the past 10 years, and Occupy Wall Street is not mentioned often enough or with enough emphasis, in my opinion. But this timeline is only a little over a year long, and look what's happening.
August 2018, 15-year-old Greta Thunberg begins her school strike outside the Swedish parliament.
October 8, 2018, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, releases special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade, pointing to the need 4, systems transitions unprecedented in terms of scale.
October 17, 2018. Extinction Rebellion activists occupy UK Greenpeace headquarters, demanding the staging of mass civil disobedience to address the climate emergency.
November 6 last year, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is elected as a congressional representative on a platform that includes a Green New Deal.
November 13, 2018, members of the Sunrise Movement occupy House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's congressional office, and newly elected Representative Ocasio-Cortez joins them.
November 17th, Extinction Rebellion activists block 5 bridges over the Thames in London.
December 10th, 2018, Sunrise Movement activists flood key Democratic Party congressional offices demanding the creation of a select committee for a Green New Deal.
December 19, 2018, the number of members of Congress in support of a select committee for a Green New Deal rises to 40.
January 25, 2019, Greta Thunberg tells World Economic Forum, "Our house is on fire. I want you to act as if our house is on fire, because it is."
February 7th this year, Representative Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Edward Markey introduced the Green New Deal resolution in Congress.
March 15th, 2019, over 2,000 youth-led climate strikes occur in 125 countries, with at least 1.6 million participating. That's 100,000 in Milan, 40,000 in Paris, 150,000 in Montreal.
Wow.
Amazing.
April 15th through the 19th, Extinction Rebellion shuts down large parts of central London.
April 23rd, 2019, speaking to both houses of parliament, Thunberg states, "Did you hear what I just said? Is my English okay? Is the microphone on? Because I am beginning to wonder."
She's great.
That's with my tone of voice. She has a total different way of speaking. Go ahead.
Yeah. April 25th, 2019, Extinction Rebellion protesters blockade the London Stock Exchange, gluing themselves across entrances.
May 1st, 2019, UK Parliament declares a climate emergency shortly after similar declaration by Scotland and Wales.
August 22nd this year, Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders unveils the most comprehensive Green New Deal plan to date, proposing a public investment of $16.3 trillion over 10 years.
September 12, 2019, the number of congressional co-sponsors of the Green New Deal resolution reaches 107.
September 20th, 2019, 4 million people join the global climate strike, staging more than 2,500 events in 150 countries. 1.4 million people protest in Germany alone.
September 23rd, 2019, Greta Thunberg tells the United Nations, "People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?"
September 25th, IPCC special report on the ocean and cryosphere is released, indicating that many low-lying megacities and small islands, especially in tropical regions, will experience extreme sea level events every year by 2050.
Our friends at Sane Energy Project organized 48 street actions this year, 40 free workshops, multiple mentions in the press, and multiple communications with elected officials pushing for sane energy.
And the New York City Friends of Clearwater had programs on environmental issues on the third Friday of every month this past year, and will continue to do so next year.
And where do they hold those?
At right near the Judson Church, part of the Judson Church, which is
238 Thompson Street and the Assembly Hall downstairs.
238 Thompson Street. That's near Washington Square Park.
And
they're free.
Yeah. And all are welcome. That's a potluck, so bring food. Why aren't there more green roofs with plants growing on them? Why aren't there more solar panels on rooftops? There are many reasons, including seeing only the short-term costs instead of the long-term benefit, but also lack of support from government. Replacing a roof can be expensive, so government won't force people to do so. But New York passed local laws 92 and 94, and they were recently put into effect, which mandates some sort of green roof if you're redoing your roof anyway or for new buildings. This will have a short and long-term benefit of lower energy costs, fewer greenhouse gas emissions, and cleaner water and cleaner air, which are healthier for everyone. There is more info on what New York City government is doing to lower greenhouse gases on their One NYC page, which we link to, of course.
The latest issue of the Center for Biological Diversity newsletter has a good article on the health and environmental effects of veggie burgers, calling them part of an earth-friendly diet. Check our EcoLinks page.
Some people will do anything for money, and a light needs to be shined on them. Ecologic Collective member Joel Kupferman sent out an article by Brent Patterson from the Peace Brigades International Canada about the number of people killed defending their own land from extractive industries. Police and military almost always side with the extractive industries, whether they're acting legally or not. The article includes information from the UK Guardian. We link to both articles on the EcoLinks page.
Environment TV airs on Manhattan Neighborhood Network the Sunday before Ecologic and is often a video version of Ecologic. Different cable providers have different channels, but they all air Environment TV at 11 a.m. every other Sunday. Charlie Olson adds great graphics.
If you miss any WBAI shows, it will be on the WBAI.org archives 5 or 10 minutes after the show ends. To read the full articles we summarize on any episode of Ecologic from the last few years, we link to those articles on the EcoLinks page of the Ecologic website. That's www.ecoradio.org.
Our Facebook page is WBAI Ecologic. No spaces or dashes there either. WBAI Ecologic. And please click like. For more environmental news, go to theenvironmenttv.com, biologicaldiversity.org, or ecowatch.com. www.ecoradio.org is the main Ecologic page and will get you to the past guest page, EcoLinks, and our own permanent archives. Ecoradio.org, ECO Radio, will get you there. And a happy secular New Year to everybody. Isn't it great to be in a city where there are so many New Year's days to celebrate?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And
countdown.
And we have another rather interesting countdown to tell you about. As you know, Ecologic alternates with another environmental show called Green Street. And we'll be alternating with them some more, except that the next Green Street will be next Tuesday at 10 a.m., not 8 p.m., we're moving to 10 a.m., and then we're going to be here next Tuesday at 8 p.m., and that'll be the last appearance of Green Street or Ecologic at this time slot that you're listening to us right now. And then we will be alternating with Green Street at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. That's almost exactly the same spot that Ecologic started in back in 2002.
I know you always say that we have more listeners in the daytime than we do at night, but we do have some wonderful loyal listeners that I had the pleasure of meeting several people when we went through this whole 1 month debacle with the takeover of BAI when we were off the air, and we formed a group of producers and listeners to bring us back on the air. I was just really fortunate to meet people who listen to us. So we hope that you will come back and listen to us when we're on Tuesday mornings.
And if you can't, the WBAI archives will have Ecologic on them.
Absolutely.
And there's the ecoradio.org website where I'll have direct links to those.
So one thing that we really need you to know is that we're here to stay. We were not going to go without a fight in any case. And we collectively, the producers, the staff, we fought them as well and effectively as we did, and we're back on the air. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods.
Right.
WBAI needs your support. If it ever was clear to you before, it should be clear to you now that we're not fooling around. We're not just asking you for donations in order to have plush offices. These are not plush offices.
All right.
But what we need to do is there are operating expenses. And if we don't get your support, if we don't get you to get up, go find the phone, make a phone call, and support us, we're not out of the woods yet. We're still in danger. So we need your help. We need your help to join as BI Buddy. That would be ideal. There's a drop-down menu on the website, which I'll give you in a minute. And you can say that you want to be a BI Buddy thanks to Ecologic. That would help us a lot and would help the station at the same time. Yes, please do that. And the donation site is give2 WBAI.org. You can call in your pledges at 516-620-3602, or you can mail in a check. There are some people who will not put their information on the internet. I have good friends that won't. So you can send a check to Pacifica-WBAI, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
And some people even bring checks here. They just come by. There's a lot of ways that you can donate money. Regular membership is $25. BAI Buddy is any amount you want to give. We need monthly supporters because it's a lot easier to budget funds. We're losing space because we haven't had enough money. We got that rogue faction using money as the excuse. I think there was more to it than that, but that was their excuse we weren't paying our bills. And that's why we've just had a two-month-long fund drive, which is over, but we still are behind. We're still in debt. And one of the things that used to happen is that we would sort of ask Pacifica to pay the engineers and staff here the week or two before a fund drive, and then we'd give the money back then. They don't want to work that way anymore. They want us to be paying for all of our expenses. Now, WBAI has the lowest staff of any Pacifica Foundation station, by quite a bit, actually. And our rent is much, much lower than it was when we were at, say, 120 Wall Street. And it's about to get smaller because we're losing space, but our rent expense goes down. So we don't need a lot of your money to keep going, but we do need some. So it is amazing how far $10 a month goes for WBAI when it's not something that you would notice.
When you sign up as a BAI buddy, it allows us to know what our operating expense is going to be. At some point, there's going to be less of a need to have long fundraising drives because we'll have your support. We lost some of the BAI buddies when we went off the air. Many of them have come back, But many of them still may not know that we're back on the air?
Yeah.
Is that true?
David Rothenberg mentioned on Saturday morning that he still meets people who did not know that we're back on the air. It seems that every week somebody gets tickets to a Broadway show and said, oh, I didn't know you were back on the air. I would have gotten tickets last week. So that is still happening. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal mentioned we're off the air. They never said that we were back. They never did. So people who get their news from the New York Times only know that we were gone, not that we're back.
Well, we also want to remind you to check our page, the front page of WBI.org, because they will mention any fundraisers that are happening. Fundraisers are usually fundraisers as well as fundraisers. And this coming Saturday, the 4th, EcoLogic is sponsoring a WBAI fundraiser at the People's Voice Cafe. So it's going to be co-sponsored by People's Voice Cafe and EcoLogic and WBAI. And it's going to be huge. We have Malachi McCourt, David Amram. Either one of those guys could fill a room themselves.
And they often do.
And they often do. And Joel Landy and Mike Glick and Lindsay Wilson and and the Raging Grannies.
Yes. It's
which Ken's wife is the lead singer for Raging Grannies. Hi, Mercy.
And it's going to be one heck of a show. And that's why I urge you, go to 40 East 35th Street when the doors open at 7:30, because it's going to be crowded and you're going to want the best seat you can. And EcoLogic listeners should be able to know that to get the best seat there. So arrive 7:30. I just had this vision of people arriving before 7:30, so many of them that there was actually a line that went out the door. I don't think that'll really happen because I'm not that optimistic. But wouldn't that be cool?
And there's always homemade pastries and there's juice available for sale.
Yeah,
there's
tea. I don't believe there's alcohol. I don't think I've ever seen alcohol. Somebody asked me about that recently.
But it's over a tent, so
tea,
you can go out for drink
tea
afterwards.
And coffee those homemade desserts are great. And they're already talking about moving the snack table to the back so that there's more room for seats because they are expecting a big crowd.
Like I said, David Amram could Malachi McCourt could fill that place themselves. But anyway, also you need to know that People's Voice Cafe has been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
And they have folk music and world music and it's not just folk music, but it's mainly folk music, every Saturday night.
Yeah, and folk music, the folk of everywhere.
It's like one of those little known New York, you have to be in the in crowd to know about. You know, it's a wonderful event and everybody needs to go.
And all these songs, no matter who's performing, are songs that have something to say about what's going on in the world, making political statements, social statements, a lot of uplifting songs. It's amazing how much songwriting talent is out there. And if they write a song about, you know, what's going on, there aren't a whole lot of venues for them. But luckily, People's Voice exists and WBAI exists. So songwriters like that do have a venue.
Well, and the Peace Poets have performed there and the Rude Mechanical Orchestra has performed there. There's been a lot of
Holly Near and Charlie King and Beth Grant, I mean, just so, Bev Grant, there's an incredible amount of talent that's there. Their attendance was getting a little lower recently because they purposely wanted to get younger singer-songwriters. Now, younger singer-songwriters don't have the following of older singer-songwriters, even if they're just as good or better. And there are an awful lot of people who go, well, if it's a People's Voice, it's going to be good because – you know, Steve Suffit and the other volunteers there, they look at the the demo CDs about what people send in, and they're very discerning, and it's not one person's taste. It's several people's taste. There's a committee to make that decision. So People's Voice Cafe is always good.
It's also a wonderful organization to be part of, by the way. They're always looking for volunteers.
They are, and they're especially, yeah.
And, you know, you can go there, you can help at the door, you can help set up. It's a wonderful organization to be part of. If you're interested in audio technology, the people who are involved with the audio there will be glad to teach you and show you the ropes if you don't already know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they definitely deserve a plug. Now Ecologic is moving to 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. If that changes and it's not 10 a.m., it's at a different time or a different day, I will post a notice on the Ecologic website. I will make sure, and also on the Ecologic Facebook page. You will know. And I understand the Ecologic Facebook page automatically goes on Twitter somehow. I don't know how that works, but people get announcements that way as well.
Speaking of that kind of a thing, we'd be very open to getting, if somebody out there is interested in getting a student,
intern?
Yeah.
Student internship?
I knew that. I've been an intern when I was their age.
That was months ago.
Yeah, totally. So we'd be very interested in getting an intern. In various capacities, doing research, doing contacts to people that we have in mind that need to be contacted. And really, a lot could be done with anybody under 30 helping us with media and showing how to move things to Twitter and all that good stuff.
There's definitely volunteering opportunities here at Ecologic. If you're interested, email me, nuffsaid@riseup.net. That's NUFFSAID, 8 letters, NUFFSAID@riseup.net.
I know I learned a lot about social media from the Sane Energy Project crowd. In as many incarnations before that, and so we need to attend more workshops on that. By the way, I mentioned earlier that Sane Energy Project did over this last year 40 free workshops. And then New York City Friends of Clearwater, every third Friday of every month is like a workshop.
A New York City chapter of the Sierra Club that has programs. There are a lot of grassroots groups around the city, although some of the best ones are groups like Extinction Rebellion that's here, and you might see their XR logo in various spots. There's a lot of wonderful groups. That list of events from that that article in, what was the name of that magazine? Monthly Review.
I think you're going to...
That was just a little over a year's worth of events.
I think you're going to want to download that first 15 minutes of our show tonight to listen, again to all of that amazing good news.
Yeah.
That was all good news. You know, it's like Ken used to be a little bit more of a cynical guy before we started working on him and showing him, well, look at all this good stuff that we've been doing. There's so much good. There's so many accomplishments.
I am an instrumental in getting the commercial net meeting for solar in the state of New York. And that was 5,000 megawatts of electricity saved in 10 years. And another 800 the year after that. So, I mean, that's just increasing.
You're my hero.
And you know, I mean, there was the help of J.K. Canepa and solar installers that I know through this show and through the Neighborhood Energy Network. But, you know, you read the New York Times, and it's like total doom and gloom, worse than I've ever been. And it's just like, oh, you know, give up. There's nothing we can do. The The 1.5 degrees is already in the atmosphere. There's nothing you can do about it. And nobody's doing anything about it anyway, so there's nothing to join. And it's like totally untrue. There are so many people doing so many wonderful things that no matter what orientation you have, whether you want to have more forests in the world or whether you want to protect wildlife or whether you want to protect water quality or air quality or food quality, or stop those ridiculous pipelines, or shut down poisonous nuclear power plants. There are so many things to do, and there are so many people doing them. It's really wonderful. And yes, some groups don't network very well with other groups, and some groups work incredibly well with other groups. And you're listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. We were here every other Tuesday at 8. We'll be here next Tuesday at 8, and then we'll be...
No, on the 7th. We'll be here on the 7th.
And, so next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we'll be here at 8.
Wow.
And then the following Tuesday, we will be here every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Who's going to take this spot?
Don't know. I don't know.
Treat them well.
That's right. Treat them well. And I've already been talking to a student environmental group in Brooklyn about coming on the air. So hopefully we'll have them on soon. There's a lot of organizations that prefer being on the radio during the day instead of in the evening.
Well, that's especially non-grassroots organizations,
especially
that have
yes.
paid employees
yep.
that
yep.
don't want to come out past 9 to 5
yeah.
or something
right.
like
they
that.
Right, they work 9 to 5, 10 to 6, and then they want to go home and do what people do when they go home. So, I mean, I can sort of understand it. That is why I appreciate people like Tyson Slocum from Public Citizen all the more. He's been on at 8 p.m., on Ecologic, and he's been on the morning show with me at 6 in the morning.
You know, there's a wonderful guy that I met at one of the WBAI meetings to save the station, Mike King, which I have to reach out to Mike. If you're listening, Mike, give me a call. He works with a lot of students and young people that of all kinds to
sure. –
that are interested in environmental causes. A morning show is going to open up a lot more possibilities to us for the variety of people we can have on. Now, if the rumor is true that we might go to weekly, that would be even better. Hello.
Well, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that at another time.
And there's so much going on with environmental news, and we try to cover as many different environmental issues as we can and link to what people call non-environmental issues. But, of course, there's a link because everything is connected to air and water. I always like to call this a health show because cleaner air and water is healthier air and water. But there's so many things to do, and it's amazing that the New York Times has continued to do this doom and gloom thing. They had an entire Sunday magazine that was all doom and gloom, complete with a black cover, like the Spinal Tap album. And it's ridiculous because they ignored the vast increases in renewable energy going on in the world. And going on in the United States, if they want to just be United States, it's increasing in the United States by a lot.
I would say that renewable energy, solar energy, wind energy, alternatives are just about as underrepresented in the news as Bernie Sanders is. You know, I mean, it's like nobody talks about the powers that be do not allow anything that's going to upset their cart.
Yeah. Yeah, they have preconceived notions of doom and gloom, and they don't want to hear anything.
Well, just like when we worked on fracking And when I first started, nobody knew about it. The only person, the only group that was having a seminar on it was, and you sent me to that seminar actually about 12 years ago, was Sierra Club. I went there, and then New York City Friends of Clearwater started getting on the bandwagon. We met up with Sane Energy. We got Sane Energy a platform to speak at our event and at another event,
and
at our meetings
Wall Street
and our event that we had on the pier. But just like that, when there's a groundswell, that's when people start paying attention to fracking. When there's a groundswell now, this is when they can't ignore Bernie Sanders. There's got to be a groundswell that we can't ignore climate change. It was laughed at a lot more than it is now. What Clearwater is about is all about education, environmental education. We need to let people know we have to create the groundswell.
I mean, yeah, bringing up fracking is a great case in point, because at the time that New York State stopped fracking, it was all small groups doing it. It was a couple hundred small groups, but none of the big greens supported it. In fact, some of the big greens are actively promoting fracking. One of them, National Sierra Club, took money from fracking, millions of dollars. And they actually went to the state of New York and said, let any company use as much water as they want. It's okay with us. And so they actually got a law passed that industry can use as much New York State water as they want for their industry.
No.
That was to protect the fracking industry, which had given the Sierra Club money. The local Sierra Club was against it. The National Sierra Club actually went against the local Sierra Club at that time.
We're not knocking Sierra Club for all time right now, because they did see their mistake and they are living it down. And all the branches, all the different local groups of Sierra Club are not all the same. But the parent group has, the larger group has realized their mistake. And I don't want to knock them for all time.
Right.
It was a lesson for all of us to know what's going on.
And to see what could happen.
Yeah. Clearwater, the organization I'm most closely associated with these days, Clearwater is very, very careful about who they take donations from. If there's been slip-ups in the distant past, that's not going to happen again. Nothing like Sierra Club. But you really have to watch not only their energy connections, but you also have to worry about and care about how they treat their employees, where they're if there's fair labor practices, fair health practices. You have to know what you're dealing with. We're not taking any money from anybody that's going to be greenwashed.
Or use Clearwater or Sierra to greenwash.
That's what I mean.
When they pretend they're environmental when they're really not.
That's a small list, by the way. Does anybody have a list like that?
Greenpeace had a Stop Greenwash website. I don't know if that website is still up, but Greenpeace did this years ago, stopgreenwash.org.
Listed organizations that are
listed
good?
Corporations that greenwashed and corporations that didn't. And like the giant corporation that owns the Gap owns a lot of different companies that deal with clothes, and they have one company that's green and environmental, which they tout so that they can say that they are an environmental and green company. They are not. They're using this little division to greenwash all the other divisions.
Well, and keep that in mind, because all companies. There was a very large aircraft building company. I'm not even going to mention them. But they were at a green convention that I was at. It's like, what? How can you be saying that you're a green company when you're building engine jets and nuclear parts? And, well, that one company, these young people that went to school for environmental causes, environmental issues, they got their job from these people, from these companies. So, yeah, all large corporations are greenwashing themselves. That doesn't mean that the division that they create to do the greenwashing isn't doing some good work. But keep it in mind, folks. Don't think it's a whole company.
I'm trying to get to stopgreenwash.org, and nothing is coming up, so I guess they don't do that anymore.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
But you know, you just can't support companies that are greenwashing, and I'm sorry that they're doing, you know, I'm glad that they're doing good work.
Touché.
But I can't, we can't get behind them. There was somebody that was being considered for a executive director position in an organization I'm with that she was perfectly fine. She had all the great work behind her, that she had a lot of accomplishments in the renewable energy field, but on her resume was this bad company with a bad reputation. And no matter whether she was in the division that was okay, we couldn't okay her.
Yeah, it's a tough decision.
Am I being too vague here?
Yeah, well, it's okay. I mean, it's because to single out that one person when there's a lot of people like that probably isn't fair.
And she was wonderful, you know.
But it makes it tough to be an environmentalist and trying to separate all that. And that is why I am much more grassroots oriented than big greens oriented, where so many of the big green groups are fighting with each other for grant money instead of trying to grow the movement. And I remember reading an article, this is before we got the fracking ban, that there were over 200 different groups in the state of New York that are trying to stop fracking as either all or part of their group's mission. And it was amazing to see that. And a group would call a rally or a march or something or a conference about fracking and would get, you know, 20, 30 people. And then the state would call a hearing and every group would tell their members, go to this hearing. And thousands of people would show up, literally thousands. They'd move the entire hearing to a bigger room and it was never big enough. Because, you know, no courthouse has room for thousands of people in it, and none of them. And so they did the best they could. And so there'd be a big crowd of people. They'd have an overflow room. That would fill up, and then there'd be hundreds and hundreds of people outside.
And when you hear of that, folks, please show up, because having an overflow crowd makes the news, and having an overflow crowd influences the judge. So, or whoever's doing the panel discussion.
Yeah.
Please show up. All right.
Yeah, that is important. And you know, WBAI has lots and lots of different activities that we mention on the air all the time. There are so many things going on in the city about so many different issues that no one else covers, and nobody. No one. There, you know, NPR, you know, steers clear of them, and WBAI will take them on, and one issue after another. And that's another reason that we need your support. You know what happens when some sort of corporatized faction of the Pacifica Foundation literally shuts us down, and we fought back. Arthur Schwartz, who has a show here on Monday afternoons, by the way,
was our lawyer,
and we beat them. And they had a Wall Street law firm. I mean, high-powered, expensive law firm, and little Arthur Schwartz beat them.
Little Arthur Schwartz. That won't be nice to say. He's not little. He's huge.
Knows what I mean by that. Yeah, he's huge in having beaten them.
Large presence.
And it was a fascinating court hearing to witness.
And we want you to know this was a separate faction.
Yeah, it was a faction.
Of Pacifica.
And they're still trying to take it over.
We've outvoted. We have more of the people who are for us on the board of Pacifica now than.
Yeah.
But
that faction is trying to rewrite the bylaws so that the majority no longer rules.
Which is ridiculous.
Lou Hill and the people who he started Pacifica with back in 1949 actually kept this in mind when they wrote the bylaws to keep one person from taking over like that. And they needed to be a rogue in order to do it. And it was fascinating to see, and we got back. But that money thing is hanging over our head.
I listen to.
And anyway, we're tax deductible, so if you're looking for a place to do your end of the year tax deduction, consider WBAI.
Now I do understand that there is a problem with the pledge.
Well, with the call center.
Call center.
I have called it. You have called it.
Please be persistent. If you have a problem with the call center. Please be persistent. Call the pledge number, by the way, is 516-620-3602. If there's any problem with that, just keep calling. You can always go to the donation site, www.give2wbai.org, or you can send a check to Pacifica-WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
If
they date it today, does that count?
I don't know how that works. I'm not going to jump in and go, yes, of course it works, or no, and no way. Yeah. We
legally do not give any legal advice advice.
But the point is that the WBAI is tax deductible, so if you're looking for a place, please consider us. And if you're a BAI buddy, that tax deduction is every month, which is pretty cool, both for you and for us. And at one point, I called the call center. I was engineering for somebody, and they asked me to call the call center to make sure that they had her premium. So I called them, and it rang and rang, and then I got a voicemail, and then it rang and rang again. And then I got voicemail, a different voicemail with a different message, and then it rang and rang again, and then a person answered.
Be persistent.
And so, that's the bottom line. Be persistent. If you get voicemail, wait. Eventually you will get a person.
We're working out all these kinks, folks, and so that's why we need your pledge, your donations. Please donate to www.give2wbai.org. You have your favorite stations. You're calling in. You're listening to us. You love us. We love you. We want to stay here for you. We need you to show us your love. And the best way to vote is to vote with your donations. I hate to say it like that, but that's what it is.
I'm seeing that people are donating, not for Ecologic, but they are donating this hour. So I want to thank all of you for that.
Well, why isn't it for Ecologic?
Well, here's one that is. Let me see now. Please thank me on the air.
All right.
Paul Stein. Oh, we know Paul.
Paul Stein. No relation, but he's like a cousin.
So
we love you, Paul.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you. And I know we'll see him Saturday.
Yes, Paul is in charge of the audio at People's Voice Cafe.
Yeah.
And he'd be very happy to work with you if you want to be a regular volunteer and show you the ropes, show you the wires.
Yeah, he does. He really does do that. I miss
Margaret.
Margaret, yeah.
We had one young volunteer who is away at school right now, but she is a
She started there when she was like 15.
So energetic.
And Paul and the rest of the sound crew were taught her to engineer, and she got very good. It was kind of neat because she didn't, you know, walk from the sound booth to the stage. She ran from the sound booth to the stage. And she just had so much energy. It's really great.
I'm sure she's a success at whatever she does.
Oh, here's a donation to Hour of the Wolf, a show that I sometimes substitute host on. Looking at all the different donations that came in between 8 o'clock and now, and almost every one is a different show than the others. And I think that means that, yes, they're listening to Ecologic, and they have other favorite shows, but Ecologic is in their top 5 or top 10 or whatever. And I think it's important to point out that it's one station, right? There's 168 hours of the week, and it's all one station, and almost everybody here gives you radio that you're not going to hear everywhere else. Even people who interview politicians, and of course, the politicians go on any radio station, but even those shows are a little different than the interview you'd hear with that same politician on a more commercial station.
And this is the only listener-sponsored radio station. We are you. You are us. We need...
And we are all together.
Okay. I thought we were going to take some call-ins tonight, but we didn't have time. The time just flies so fast.
Yeah, 8:51 already.
Hmm. Should we do some call-ins next week?
Next week is our last evening
show. So you can let us know if you're very sad that we're not going to be on the evenings anymore.
Well, the odds are if you're listening in the evening, that's when you listen. And if you listen during the day, that's not when you're listening.
But like Ken said before, you can listen to us on the archives. You can listen to us on the Ecologic website.
And I will keep the direct link up to the shows. So all you have to do is click on that, or you can explore. If you go to WBAI.org, there is a part that says Miss the Show, and you click on that, and it'll list the last, 24-36 hours worth of shows. But there's a box where you can put in, there's a down arrow, and you can go to any show that you want to hear. So if you want to hear the last several episodes of Ecologic, you click, put in Ecologic, and you go to that. And that's true for any of the shows. So whatever show you miss, you can hear that way.
So if you want to hear more of the environmental news and updates and good news and not so good news, but we want to make a change in the world about it, please friend us on Facebook. Like us as much as you can because we like you. Give us our donations. Go to give2wbai.org. That's give, that's number 2, wbai.org. And when you donate, you can choose which radio show. And, of course, you're going to like more than one radio show. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, and we know that you're probably not only listening to us, but we would like you to show us your love and show us your support.
Thank you, Nancy Bonilla. She donated to Council for Latino, but she just did. I remember I was engineering for 6 hours on a Saturday night, and for all 6 hours, Dr. Majid Ali was getting donations.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had something like ranked choice voting, where somebody could put in their first choice that they want to donate to, and their second and third? I'll bet you anybody's listening now.
Well, Paul Stein did it actually donate to 2 different shows at the same time.
Oh.
So he divided his donation among 2 shows.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
So you can do that. You can tailor your donation any way you want.
And by the way, Paul Stein is also an accomplished musician. He is a accordionist, and he plays with...
The Occuponics.
Occuponics, yes.
And should we... Yeah, we have about 1 minute to take a call. So we'll
Right.
So you're going to be the only call of the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I wanted to know, what time are you going to be moving to?
10 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Okay, and the other thing is, I wanted to know, I just heard Linda Perry said that you're $30,000 per month in the hole. Is that for 1919 or for the budget coming up? And also, how much money is in the budget for the, what was used? Could they make some transparency and let us all know?
Oh boy, I don't have those figures in front of me. I know that the groups that fought to get the station back are still together. And so they've got those numbers. So I don't know where the 30,000 number is. If it's
for 2019 per month, of course that is.
Yeah, I mean that would be my guess, but I don't.
3,600.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's 30,000 for the whole year per month or projected or whatever. But yeah, we are in the hole.
30,000 per month. That's on the cart. You can.
It's on the cart. Okay.
It's, I'm sorry, it's 30,000 no,
that's,
per month.
That's okay.
All
yeah.
the more reason why we need your support, folks.
And, you know,
we're going to make this happen.
But we wanted to know, is that for Linda, could she be more specific? Like, is that for 2019 or 2020?
Well, you know, in a 2 minute cart, there's no way you can be really specific.
She could have said for 2019.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose. But anyway, but thanks for bringing the number to our attention because, you know.
And 10 o'clock a.m. on Tuesdays.
Yes, 10 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Every other Tuesday.
It'll be both Green Street and Ecologic.
We're going to be on the 14th.
Okay. But you'll be here next week.
Yes, we'll be here this time slot next week, and then it'll be a different show.
All right.
Unless
Thank
things
you
change.
Very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. And that is it for our penultimate episode of Ecologic at the 8 o'clock time slot.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Donna.
Happy New Year, Ken.
And happy New Year to
Mercy.
All of you. And I'm going to go out with a solar medley that I made for one of our solar shows because... it's one of my favorite medleys, so see you next week.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
So
expensive energy,
so
give me the warm power of the sun, give me the steady flow of water, give me the spirit of living things as they return to me.
you, WBAI listeners, those of you who have become WBAI buddies, sustaining members to this list.